We read Parshas Bamidbar this Shabbos, as we always do before Shavuos. What's the connection? And of course, the central theme of this parsha is counting Bnei Yisrael, the census. Miben Esrim Shana V'Mala Kol Yotzei Tzava B'Yisrael Tifkidu Osam Litziv Osam Atov Aron. And what is the connection here between the census and Shavuos? And why do we take a census? After all, the Torah tells us V'lo Yibahem Negev B'vnei Yisrael B'vkodosam. That was back in Parshas Kitisa. We see that the census is dangerous to count B'nei Yisrael. Why do we put ourselves in such a state of danger? And the census really is a paradox, because on the one hand, it's dangerous, but on the other hand, we find that B'nai Yisrael accounted specifically after a chet, like for example, after chet ha'egel. We needed to count B'nai Yisrael. Why is that so? Let's put this into a broader framework. And we're going to take a look now at the Likutei Halachos. He points out that Mashetziva Hashem Yisbrach Lisporo Som Kol Echad Nikra Yotzei Tzava. Everyone who's counted, all Shishim Ribui, each one is called Yotzei Tzava. He goes out, and he's going to fight a battle. We know that all of life is one continuous battle, and we're out there going out Yotzei Tzava. And the Shemos of Bnei Yisrael are counted as kol yotzei tzava. Kol echad tzarech lios bechlal yotzei tzava. Every individual has to integrate himself into this greater group, this entity called yotzei tzava. Now, the word yotzei in Aramaic is nafik. And quoting the Likutei Maran, if a person wants to grow and ascend the spiritual ladder, climbing higher and higher, he wants to come closer to Hashem, he needs two bekiyas, two dimensions of expertise. He needs to be a baki b'ratzo, going out, and a baki b'shov, in coming back. What does this mean? And David HaMelech emphasizes in Tehillim Kuf Lamed Tes that we need to go out. He says, "Im esak shamayim shom ata." We go out. What does this mean to be a baki in ratzo, in going out? Ratzo and the expertise involved means that if a person wants to go on a well-trodden path, lelech b'darkei atshuva, he has to motivate himself and energize himself. She is chazik bi'atzmo darkei Hashem tomid. And what does that mean? It means she yizke li'eza aliyah, if he reaches Baruch Hashem a certain level of achievement, he climbs high, li'eza madriga gedola, and he has acquired a great level, he may say complacently, patting himself on the back, "This is where I reached, and this is a great level. I'm satisfied, I'm happy there." No, lo yistapik atzmo bazeh. That's not going to be good enough for him. He's got to be a baki. He has to know, he has to recognize, he has to actually believe with faith that tzarech lo leleches yosef yoser, he should be going higher and higher. And that's a baki b'rotzo. And he goes out there and he conquers and he moves from station to station, from one rung of the ladder to the next. And as David HaMelech says, im asek shamayim shama ata, he climbs to the heavens and that's where he finds the Almighty. Now the lehepach, what about loshuv? He has to be a baki coming back. What that means is that afilu im yipol, even if he has an afila, he goes down, he has some sort of a a confrontation and a conflict, and as a result, he fails to live up to that level. And he gets to a certain level down there where he falls. Afilu b'sha'ol tachtios, even if it's the bottom rung, as the pasuk says, v'atzia sha'ol hinecha, that he can find and discover God even in that low level that he's reached. Tamid yechapes v'yavakesh Hashem, he should never give up. And wherever he is, no matter how low he's fallen, he should find and discover God there. V'yechazik atzav v'chol makom, he should strengthen himself with the belief that wherever he is, gam b'shol, even in the lowest level, tachtios, nimtza Hashem yisbarach, you will find God there. V'gam sham, yecholim ledabik atzmo, elav yisbarach, he can connect himself and cling to the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's a baki b'shov. He knows how to get back, how to retrace his steps, get back on the horse, as we say. And we need a bekius in both going out, rotzo, and coming back, shov. That is the key to climbing the spiritual ladder, to achieving tshuva and reaching Hashem. And what our parsha of the census here in Bamidbar is all about is melumad milchama. We have to be melum de milchama. We have to be well experienced. The engine has to be well oiled to go out there in the battle. And we mentioned the paradox of counting Bnei Yisrael. What is the idea of counting? And after the sin, for example, of Chet HaEgel, as we mentioned earlier, there's going to be a counting. Why? Kol ha-chatoim hem b'chinas avedos. Every sin is really, in essence, a lost opportunity. And we have to find and discover those opportunities that we lost. And what we need now is a minyan u'mispar. We really have to count. We have to count, meaning shmira, we have to be very careful. Anything that is important to us, we count it, and we take an inventory, counting it, so that we could guard it and make sure that we have what we put in. Mispar and minyan is something that's part of a process of shmira, of guarding something. Shaloye nifkad v'nechsar, that we shouldn't be missing any one of those precious items. And therefore, li'asid, if we foretell the future, the end of days, when we will achieve the ultimate perfection in our dedication to fulfill the will of God, we'll be able to retrace and find all our lost opportunities, as the pasuk says in Yeshayahu and Novi Perikov Zayin, Ubo Ovdim, all those lost objects will be now found. There will no longer be any loss or any damage whatsoever. Then we don't need a minion. There will be a fulfillment of the pasuk, Asher im yuchal ish limnos. You cannot count. There's no point in counting. That's as far as Liosid Lavo is concerned, when we'll be betachlis ashlemos and we'll have all the avedos. But in our situation today, in Olam Hazeh, Aval Achar Achit, and now we have the aveda, the lost, so to speak, object. Al kein hamispar hu tikun gadol, ki hamispar hu b'chinas tikun aveda shmiras aveda. This is what counting is all about. To look at what we've lost, try to retrace it, and that which we have to be very careful about, meticulous in our preservation and our guarding it. The Alkain, now we can understand why we read this parasha of Mispar Bnei Yisrael, of Machnet Golan, right before Shavuos, like the Torah writes in Orach Chaim Siman Tov Chof Ches, Menu, count, meaning read parashas Bamidbar, V'Yitzru, and then observe the Atzeres, Chag HaShavuos. Ki Iker Kabbalas HaTorah. If we would want to take all 613, all of Kabbalah Sator, and reduce it into one klal, one principle, one underlying mandate, is kol halachos heim b'chinas b'kiyus b'halacha nal. We can reduce and say that all the halachas that we have to know, and there are many, many myriads of halachas and nuances of halachas, they all really are encompassed in that one principle, that one halacha that requires absolute bekiyus. Ki achshav, now, avonu seinu rabim, eilonu mishkan, lo beis hamikdash, lo machne tegolim, Yisrael mefuzar mefurad magola, we're out there, spread out in the diaspora, we don't have a beis hamikdash, we don't have the tegolim, the machne Yisrael, we are spread out. Eilonu chiyus ki ima yidea Torah, all of our lifeblood as a nation emanates from the Torah. Shal yidei shanu korim parashios eilu batorah korim shvuos. When we read these parashios, these segments and sections about counting Bnei Yisrael, al yidei zanu mamshichim aleinu kedusha shishim ribu nefashos Yisrael sheyukulam yotzei tzava melumdei melchama holchu kulam b'machna adgolim sovim lemishka b'chinas maisim erkova. When we read these parashios, we are connecting ourselves and drawing from the sanctity of Shishim Ribui, of all those that were counted, the 600,000 Jews, that were all defined and described as Yotzei Tzava, their Malum De Melchama, their expertise. They know what it means to encamp around the Mishkan. And they dedicate themselves to this great challenge of Ratzo Vishav, as we said before, of going out there, climbing higher and higher, and even higher than that. And if, heaven forbid, there's an afila, they fall, they know how to retrace their steps, get back, as we said, on the horse. Ha'ikor lios baki ba'alocha nal. To be an expert in that one halacha, that's the key of keys. That's the principle and the law that underlies all of Kabbalah Satorah. V'zeu ikar b'chinas Kabbalah Satorah shenizke l'darki ha'tshuva b'emes. That we should know how to do tshuva. L'kayem e'atas kol divrei ha'Torah zos. And if we do the proper tshuva, then we will certainly fulfill the entire Torah. V'zeu b'chinas, as Shlomo Melech says in the 7th chapter of Shir Hashirim, Shuvi Shuvi Ashunamis Shuvi Shuvi Nechzeb Bach. And Rashi says that Masha Umos Olam Vasitra Achram Esitim Es Yisrael Loshuv Aleihem Chas V'Shalom. When the powers of evil and the nations of the world that try to allure us and have us deviate Chas V'Shalom from Tshuva, from the way to God, Yisrael Meshivim Lehem, this is the response of Klal Yisrael, Matechzu Bashulamis Kimchola Samachanoim. The emphasis here is on the Shulamis representing symbolically Klal Yisrael standing around the Machanayim, Dehainu Machna Degolim. And that means that our forefathers in the Midbar were Zocha, they merited the Kedusha, the sanctity of Machna Degolim. And now we are ready to accept the Torah, to be mamshich olenu, to continue and pull over towards us the bechina of the bekiyas halacha nal, so that we know exactly how to deal. Lechazik atzmeinu b'chol anefilus ve'yirido shebolam is then, if we will be experts and we'll learn and we'll investigate each person individually how to get back from these nefilus, to climb up again, despite all the yiridos, then shuv lo tuchlu lahasis ladiach osanu me'avodaso yisparach b'shuv ofen ba'olam. These forces will not succeed in trying to allure us and seduce us to leave the path of the service of Hashem. There'll be nothing b'shuv ofen ba'olam ki ikar azhor al seder machnu d'golam uvechanu b'nei Yisrael ishal machneu v'ishal diglo ksiv ishal diglo b'osos b'beis avosom yachnu b'nei Yisrael minegin saviv li'ol moed yachnu ishibech ha'posik osom. And the Torah describes us as kein chanu l'diglem v'chein nosu, which means ikar shekol echad tzorech li'zoyer lamad al makomo. Everyone has to know his place. He doesn't have to compare himself to this one and to that one. Lo yaros es hagvul. He shouldn't cross the bounds. Liknos begvul chavero and try to take away from his friend. His friend has his own dedication. And kol zeh, this is all included in the bekiyus, bechlal ha-bekiyus ba'alocha na'al. V'tzar kolech liyos baki ba'alocha. And therefore, he should not overstep his bounds. Lo yarodev ha-kovod, he should not run after glory and honor. Lichnos begul chaver begashmius. Ishal machaneu v'ishal diglo. Mineged. Saviv liol mod yachnu ki kulam srichem liol snechonim isha machneu. Saviv liol mod. Shall ye day ze zocha kolech and leleich bedarke atshuva. This is the emphasis, the main primary goal that will project us on the road to Kabbalah Satora if we go bedarke atshuva. And that's the way that an Adam could achieve the tachlis hashlemus, the ultimate ideal perfection, shubuchinas machnat golim sviv hamishkan. So Ritz Hashem, we should dedicate ourselves to that task, and we should know and recognize what is the most primary underlying principle and bekiyas and halacha of darkei atshuva, of ratzo v'shuv. And if we're zochem, Ritz Hashem will certainly achieve the goal of Chag HaShavuos, a profound, genuine, inspiring, and projecting Kabbalah Sator Kedim Tzom. Amen.